Yeah, let's go here, mate. I think we're live now, so you should just get on with the intro, mate. Get on with
What is
it.
up, beautiful people? Episode 147 of the Ignite Your Purpose Show. Today, we are going to talk about the Facebook hack. Before we do that, who we are, Ignite Your Purpose. We talk longevity through a healthy lifestyle, people. It's that simple. It's a mix of mental, physical, and spiritual knowledge, the mind, body, soul trifecta. And at its base, baby, every day, all we are simply trying to do is go from negative to positive. On that note, John, your description pretty much said everything I ever wanted to say in a nutshell. But we were going to talk about this Facebook hack, privacy, data mining, how the massive corporations use all of our data day to day to propagandize us to basically, what's that word when you promote, through our live streams, through all this
And stalk.
analytics. Yeah, stalk us if you want to say.
Yeah.
But basically, that's what we're talking about. What's your vibe with this, John? I got a
Yeah,
lot to
man.
say.
Well, I mean, my basic spin on things is we are all incredibly careless with our data. I tell you what, I'll just read the description that I just popped in.
Please do. It was perfect. It was
So
perfect.
Facebook has been hacked. Our data breached, and everybody seems to be pissed off about it. It's all Facebook's fault. And what are we and what are Facebook going to do about it? So I'm not sure what Max will have to say about this, but I kind of think we all knew it was coming, an inevitability, a challenge to a hacker, a king to be knocked from the castle, and the street cred for pulling off this job must be outstanding. I believe we were all careless with our data, not only on computers, but each and every day during our regular movements around the planet. We discuss our privacy. So that's basically what I've said. And there's probably stuff I've done in my past that is all over the internet that I will, get naked in pubs with mates when we're on the razz dazzle all over the globe with the Marines. It was a pastime getting our kit off for some reason. And that's all out there. I can't do anything about that stuff. The stuff that I share, personally, I almost, and I think I'm quite savvy with the different layers of security on Facebook until you kind of click and upgrade and they kind of reset them all again. But the bottom line is that I almost expect all of this data to be shared anyway, irrelevant of whatever they're saying. So Facebook's been hacked. It's no big deal for me. When banks get hacked, a little bit more twitchy, but the chances of you being cloned from a hack, what is there, 8 billion people on the planet, of which maybe half of those who've got connectivity, the odds have got to be pretty slim for it to be you. And I do feel sorry for these people that have their, they get conned and hacked and things, but I'm sure that just comes down to your own personal level of risk and what you're comfortable with. And if you're not comfortable with data and risk, then maybe to some level you should restrict what you do and you don't share. But as far as I'm concerned, I expected it to happen, waiting for it to happen, and Emma's pretty savvy on this, being in the business she's in, but you can keep an eye out for notifications through local press. There are certain things which are just, they just scream out, this is somebody fishing for a hack, when it's really dodgy English. And my brother's auntie sister's mother's cat has just lost X, and can you send £500? So hopefully Max has got something a bit more to say, but I'm just saying, well, Facebook's been hacked. I'm not surprised. If you're worried about it, be a bit more savvy, get educated on how to protect your personal information, and don't be quite so free with the things that we do online. Max?
Totally agree with all that. You know what? It's a public platform, which is great. We don't have to pay to use these platforms. So we want to scream and shout F, F Facebook or F this hacker. but yet we put our stuff out there. So like I said, John said, be savvy about what you're putting out. You know, if you don't want your date of birth up there, don't put it up there, or make one up maybe, or there's so many ways to do about it. You know, when the iCloud came out, I don't know if you heard about this on your end of the world, John, but over here, all these famous American females who had naked shots of them on their phone got uploaded, right? Maybe, not saying you should or shouldn't have that on your phone, but that shit can get hacked. You know what I mean? Like, it is that simple. So if you don't want it to go out the door, and whether it was a publicity stunt or not, who knows? But if you don't want that stuff to be seen, don't use those technologies for that.
Or don't take those kind of pictures, even in privacy.
Exactly. And it's not just the Facebook. You're telling me, John said it before, like all the information governments and corporations collect about us, there is no physical way that they are not sharing that data out there, and that there isn't loss of, you know, breaches in there between human error or whatever. I mean, it is the world we live in. And as we go deeper into this AI, augmented reality, virtual reality world, boy, we think we ain't seen nothing yet, if you know what I'm saying, John. So, you know, be smart. And like I said, educate yourself a little bit, because it is going to happen. Where there is money to be made off information, criminals will get in. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, tech or whatever. Gangsters have been around for a long time, exploiting and extorting, and it's always going to be like that, right?
Yeah.
It's just the 2.0 version.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just listening to an audiobook called Homo Zeus, which is A Brief History of Tomorrow, Yuval Noah Harari. And in this particular part, he's saying that now, exactly where we are right now, the power is in having knowledge. It's not in rockets and guns and, you know, resources and, you know, water and food. It may come back to that, but right now, the power is in all of having this knowledge. So there's much data that can be collected, gives a company or an institution or a government basically knowledge of what the collective is thinking and doing.
Boom.
And therefore it enables, for good or for not so good, them to create a policy or laws or rules or restrictions to control that free will of movement or thought. Because the more that we are, not even got the camera on me actually, the more that we create this, the more that we are educated, self-educated rather than being fed education, the more that we can question the status quo, the norm, these social norms that we're all believed to live by. You know, whether it's the, we all get married, we all have 2.4 children, we all get the job with the tie and the desk and the 9 to 5, and we all take 2 weeks holiday a year, whatever it is, the more that we become educated, the more that we can start to question this, and ultimately the security of a country is within its, about its people to follow the laws, work hard, put the money into the 401k and the pensions, and then to retire, and then for their kids to follow through into the system. And if we all start kind of stepping out from this norm, choosing not to have 2.4 children, to be self-employed, to go on holiday for 2 or 3 months a year, to choose not to spend money or to buy all of our possessions on the finance, on the never never, which encourages us to have to stay in the job, just that eventually there is a, you know, a proportion of society then steps away, and then that grows and grows and grows, and that loses the government's ability to create income to control the people. Man, I have just gone off on one big style. Just came up with that just then. Don't know what it's got to do with Facebook, but
well, it definitely does, because you're getting into that, you know, conspiracy trajectory, but it's also fact, right? Like, you think about this, John, for any of us in the podcast vlogging world, you know, there is targeted marketing we can do, right? So as the, doesn't matter if you're us, Gary V's, anybody, we're on the base. Imagine what the corporations are able to do when they pinpoint and target, and the information they must have to sell, 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 which is the currency of the world right now, right, is to sell. It's a consumer-based world. So like John's saying, if we want to get out of that, there's a whole other avenue to go, right?
Yeah.
How we do that, unsure. Maybe we go live on a commune somewhere and just farm. But...
I'm not sure living in a commune is right for everybody. And not everybody has that freedom to step out, to choose to wear less, because we all have the responsibilities. But as far as our own personal data, and you know, if you're not bothered, just put it out there, put it on, share it. You know, if you've got nothing to lose, you know, nobody's going to get any skeet on you. Skeet, that's a Manx word for information. Skeet, right, boy, you got any skeet? Then don't worry about it. But if you're a bit more concerned about your privacy, then you know, go and get some education, pick up a book about, you know, your personal security online, on computers in this computer age, and get educated. And then if you're really worried about it, unplug. So I'm just going to say goodbye. We do appreciate you watching and listening. If you could please hit the thumbs up, the notification button, whatever it is, that would be great. But otherwise, we will see you. We'll see you tomorrow. I'll be coming live from Canada next week, so that certainly should be entertaining with these two Muppets in the same room. So Max, I'll leave it with you to say goodbye.
That's it. That's all. I mean, in the end, you want to get educated, see how far down the rabbit hole truly goes. And it's a fun thing, keeps the mind pumped. So as always, people, we thank you. We appreciate you. And we will see you tomorrow.
Yo, yo.